And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
I've never been much of a late-night comedy TV fan. Oh, I watch the shows from time to time, but not regularly. And since David Letterman left the late-night stage, I haven't really missed him. But last week, I saw Letterman in a whole new light on Netflix. He has a new show called My Next Guest Needs No Introduction. And if the first show is any indication of what's to come, then this might be the best of Letterman. His first guest certainly fit the show's title and did not need any introduction. It was President Barack Obama. The one-hour show is very engaging. It's insightful, informative, entertaining, funny, and enlightening. Now, I realize a lot of conservatives would not watch Obama, but everyone should set aside, just for 1 hour, their political bias and not get caught up in left-right ideology, and watch this show. Just Google Netflix and Letterman, and you'll find it. Obama's fundamental beliefs, his perspicacious nature, his infectious personality, is uplifting and enlightening. He is so comfortable in his own skin, a wonderful combination of talent, humility, character, and wisdom. Especially poignant is the last 5 minutes of the show, when Letterman asks Obama to explain the purpose of his new foundation in Chicago. In fact, I would suggest that any and all leaders here in our local communities watch the Letterman interview and then visit the Obama Foundation website at obama.org. One of the principles of the foundation is to shape what it means to be a good citizen in the 21st century. What a refreshing goal, and a much needed one, and a monumental task. Obama said on the show that his purpose is to help train the next generation of leaders. And this goal came out of his holding many, many town halls in communities across the country and around the world, listening to people. And these are great town halls designed to increase citizen participation and get people's input. That's how true leaders lead, not by shutting out participation, like we experience here, where question and answer periods are not allowed and an open democratic process is denied. Obama makes another key point about strong leaders. They encourage people to get involved, expand participation so that people see other people volunteering, putting ideas forward, getting out and voting. He said, people need to feel a community around them, feel they have a say in their lives, feel they can connect with people who have common interests. That's community. Unfortunately, the opposite is also true. If there is no sense of having a say, then there is no community. There's just a city hall with a bank account full of taxpayer dollars that's being overseen and spent by a small group of disconnected administrators, not leaders, administrators. Right at the end, David Letterman said it best when he very emotionally thanked Obama and said, quote, you are the first president that I have truly and fully respected, end quote. This type of true leadership is rare. A combination of talent, character, humility, and wisdom. And you can be sure it is seldom found in good administrators. Think about it.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.